You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast Daily with Eddie Greer.
The Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State coming at you once again on this Thursday night. January 5th. I still have December on the brain. January 5th, 2023. Eddie Greer, your host for the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State. This is the second recording before me and Alex get together to record episode 138 of the podcast. And I already told you on the latest daily that I already recorded, I recorded a bonus episode looking back one more time, speaking of December, one more time at what it was for K-State Athletics in 2022, my top 10 favorite K-State Athletic moments, iconic moments throughout the athletic calendar year. Take one last look at that. That will come out Sunday night. That's already been set up for Sunday night. It will not be out on Monday night because the national championship game, TCU, Georgia, all eyes are going to be on that. Nobody's going to be focused on any podcast for that matter. So why not put it ahead of the TCU, Georgia game? So that bonus edition will come out Sunday night. So you're going to have actually two editions of the Purple Project Podcast, a weekly edition coming up. So that's something to look forward to, K-State Nation. Something to look forward to, K-State Nation. So if you're not subscribed to this podcast, you might want to hop on board. Never too late to do that as well. It's early on, obviously, in 2023. The Purple Project Podcast is finding wherever your favorite podcast provider is, whether that's Apple, Spotify, Audio Boom. You guys know the drill. Make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. And there's been a lot, obviously, have not gotten around to. I did recording of Deuce's decision to go to the NFL. That's going to be coming out at some point. I don't know when. I'm sure me and Alex will discuss that some more in another K-Stater. This is no surprise here. Wide receiver Malik Knowles heading to the NFL draft. He made this announcement 2 hours ago. So after just I got off work, the first thing that pulled up on my Twitter timeline when I got settled was the Malik Knowles announcement. He is going to go to the NFL as expected there as well. Malik Knowles has had an up and down career at K-State, but his senior year, he really finally, I thought, saw a guy that finally put it together. Finally, you know, all the expectations of him being a big play guy, he didn't live up. Well, it was actually after his little four-game stint during the Bill Steiner, the latter part of the Bill Steiner 2.0 there, that he really made some big plays, of course, with Skylar Thompson in the pass game. But you really thought, oh, the sky's the limit for this guy. This guy's the limit for this guy. And just struggled, unfortunately, to stay healthy, had some drop issues and whatnot, inconsistency on the field and whatnot. But when it comes down to special teams, though, kickoff returns, woo. Malik Knowles lit it up in the special team game, and particularly in the kickoff return game. If I recall correctly here, he has at least either had two kickoff returns for a touchdown or three. I can't remember exactly. I know one sticks out for me was the Mississippi State game, which was the, I want to say that was the COVID season. Yeah, that was the COVID season there that Mississippi State ended up tying the game in the fourth quarter, and then all of a sudden, Mississippi State kicks to Malik Knowles, and he took it to the house, which turned out to be, it took the lead again, and then Mississippi State responded back again, and then, of course, K-State went down a drive, and they're deep in the red zone to win that game, but you thought the moment that return for a touchdown against Mississippi State was a dagger for Mississippi State, but it was not. But Malik Knowles, you give him an open space, he is electric, and he really came on when Will Howard took over as quarterback for, I'm going to pull up my tab here, Malik here real quick. This is the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition. Eddie Greer here with you guys. Once again, back again recording before Alex calls me to record episode 138 of the Purple Project Podcast Weekly Edition, folks. Let's see if I can pull something here. Yeah, Malik Knowles this year, over 700 yards receiving, and he was a leading receiver, obviously, 48 receptions, 725 yards, 15 yards per catch there. It's all the end zone twice this year. Like I said, he had, at least 300-yard games this year when Will Howard took over as quarterback. I know he had one in the first win against TCU. Then he had a couple more in the second half of the year. That's what, I think he had 100 yards against KU, if I'm not mistaken there. But I can go back and double check that for the weekly podcast coming up. But yeah, definitely Malik Knowles. It's been one of those peaks and valley individuals there, but Malik Knowles definitely ended the year on a hot streak there here at K-State. Got out on a good note. Yes, we lost to Alabama, but individually, you finally saw what could have been a monster career at K-State. Malik Knowles would have stayed healthy and kind of corrected some of those on-the-field issues, and particularly with the drops. So, but hey, Malik Knowles, he's going to do some damage in the NFL, and I think you put him he specializes in return game. He can open some eyes for some NFL teams, that's for sure. And on the other side of that, another K-State player hit the transfer portal earlier this week, and I might miscalculate his name. Well, actually, I got the roster right here. Let's see if I can pull it up first of all here. This is not gonna help me at all. I know it's Brooks Cortez Jones. I think that is correct. I think that's the right pronunciation of his name. He's the fourth former K-State player to hit the transfer portal there as well. Here we go. It's Cortez Crook Jones. Way off. But yeah, he was a kind of a on and off special teams player. Cortez Crook Jones. They're 270 DN 6'4 hitting the transfer portal. That he made his announcement, I think, in the beginning of the week. I might have saw that on Monday night somewhere, or either Sunday or Monday night, that he made an announcement that he's hitting the transfer portal there as well. So you have one going to the NFL, another former K-Stater hitting the transfer portal there in Crook Jones there. So that's some more updates there on K-State football roster there as well. And you're coming off of a good recruiting class again. And I'm sure me and Alex will talk about it further. We got a jam-pack weekly edition coming up for you guys, so I'm trying not to spoil it. But the future looks really good. I said that in the postcast this week, and I'm going to probably say it a few more times. You got to build on it. You know what I mean? You got one of those teams, Georgia, playing in the national championship against the team that we beat in the Big 12 championship. The only loss of the year, TCU Horned Frogs representing the Big 12 there as well. You got to continue this momentum there as well. And the coaching staff did a good job of it for sure. And I believe there was a couple of commitments as well today for K-State as well. So pretty overall, other than the Crook Jones hitting the transfer portal, not a bad day for K-State football there. And of course, a lot more coming up on the weekly about Jerome Tang's homecoming to see his good buddy Scott Drew and the Baylor Bears. And of course, K-State coming off of back-to-back Big 12 conference upsets there, being number 24 West Virginia, and then manhandling offensively on fire, historic night for the University of K-State against Texas. And Texas has their own issues right now. We'll probably discuss that. I'll probably mention something like that on the weekly edition as well. So, but K-State, Texas has to deal with their own issues. But here in Manhattan, K-State men's basketball right now, top talk of the town right now, and it should be. Of course, you still have women's basketball come off a win last night as well, but the main focus now shifts to men's basketball in the Tang gang, and the stock continues to rise with this team. So the national media, particularly with college basketball, better take notice of this team for sure. The Pro Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast. That's going to wrap things up on another edition PBBD of the Pearl Project Podcast. Appreciate y'all. Make sure you continue to spread the word about this podcast. We are pretty sure, as I've always said, and it's true, the only K-State podcast that posts daily content at least 6 days a week, and sometimes even 7 days a week as well. The Pearl Project Podcast, Eddie Greer, and of course my co-host Alex Aiden for the weekly edition. Go Cats! This has been another edition of Triple P.